Hello, how are you? I hope you're doing great. I'm Angel. If you didn't know, now you know. That's a Grace Helbig intro there. I don't remember ever doing an Ask Me Anything. If I have, it was a really long time ago, so I thought this would be fun. People actually had questions. I was a little nervous that no one would ask me questions, and then that would have been embarrassing. So thank you for anybody who sent in questions, and thank you for anyone who thought about sending in questions, and thank you for listening to my answers of the questions. So yeah, my heat will be going in and out. On and off. I live in Ohio. It's freezing cold here. We have a ton of snow. And so if I apologize if it's annoying, but it's cold here and I need the heat on. So here we go. Question number one. Do you have any celebrity crushes, male or female? I don't have any celebrity crushes that come to mind. I do have a podcaster that I have a crush on that I think he's really cute. His name is Owen. He is on the Telltale podcast, and he's got tattoos, and he's just got the dark frame glasses, and just kind of like cute, and I don't know. It's an atheist podcast. I'm not an atheist, but I really like the way he talks about things and topics. I just like everyone's point of view when it comes to different religions and belief and not belief and all of those things. So it's really interesting. And he puts his podcasts on YouTube and he's really nice to look at. So I have him on the background a lot. So not really a celebrity, but a YouTuber. Female, I can't think of anyone. I knew that was going to be a question that was going to come up. And there's just no one that comes to mind. I'm sorry. Yeah. I love Trixie Mattel. I have to say that I'm obsessed. But that's like an obsession level. That's not even crush. That's just obsession. Anyways, question two. What keeps you going as an erratic audio performer? I like it. It's a lot of fun. I guess when I'm like not posting a lot, it's just because I'm not feeling it. I have tons of fantasies, and so mostly like I just like getting lost in them and then sharing them with you guys. And what keeps me going? I was on Literatica. I still am on Literatica. I think like 3 or 4 years. And I remember when I started that I would say hi to anyone new. Like I would try and be like welcoming or kind of message them and be like, hi, oh, your audio was really good. I really liked it. If you have any questions, I'm here. I never got any responses, or I would get negative responses. And that was really, it just bummed me out. And so I never have like really reached out to anyone. And there's lots of cliques, and I'm not like saying that's a bad thing, but there's lots of different groups of like audio creators, and doesn't even really seem to be like people that do the same genres, just different personalities just click together. And then there's like drama that like goes from here to there, and I kind of relieve that I've never reached out to anyone. Like I'm friendly to anyone who wants to talk, or if you have questions or anything, I'm going to be here for them happily. But I think not having like a really like emotional hold on any relationship has really helped me like just focus on stay in my lane and stick with my content. Does that make sense? Because we as creators, like everyone's different, and Fantasies are a very personal, emotional thing. You have to dig kind of deep. Maybe not so much in the thinking up the fantasy. Maybe it's a very basic fantasy, or I mean, every fantasy's been done performed wise, but not by you. And so when you go there, when you're a performer, you do like pull up a lot of personal like feelings. There we go. And so I think when you know a certain someone's gonna be listening, or if that certain someone who's gonna be listening is the one that elicited those feelings for you, and then they go away, like they leave the scene of erotic audio, or you guys are no longer friends, or they're into someone else, or whatever it may be, I think that can turn people off to record off of recording for a while. I don't know if that makes sense. So I've never really became close with anyone on the performer's level. So that kind of has helped, I think, propel me to keep me going, because I've never had to deal with any kind of backlash or drama. I hope that makes sense. I'm not like trying to be rude or insult anyone. I mean this in like the nicest way, like possible. I just, yeah. I think that's what keeps me going, and I like it. I like doing it. And you listen. So that's kind of a big deal. I like that you listen. Have you ever been with multiple men at once? Physically, no, but I've been sexting someone like on my phone and having phone sex at the same time. So I've been doing those two things, but never like physically have I been with two men at once. Next question. What is your favorite or one of your favorite ways to masturbate? I like to masturbate in bed mostly. It's just comfy and warm, and I just like it. All my toys are next to my bed under my nightstand. I typically like my just go-to is like I have a little like bullet vibrator. You just click the button and it goes. So usually, yeah, I just use that. Maybe finger myself, but nothing. That's pretty much my standard. If I'm looking up, I don't really listen to anything typically, just because that gets into my head. Like listening to another audio person, I really just go back into like my own like audio. I'm like, oh, they did this good, or oh, they did that good. So I don't really listen to anyone ever. But sometimes, like if I just need like some visual help, like I'm lazy and don't want to like really think up fantasies, I'll look up like the massage table porn to help me like get off, or I'll look up dungeon sex, like just like super sweet romantic, or like harsh like triple penetration like tied up in ropes, and like there's like not a middle ground. I'm one or the other. So, that's my masturbation there. Do you remember the first audio you ever posted? I do. It was, I wish I still had it, but I can't find it anywhere, and I was looking for it recently. It was a fantasy. It was an audio about closing a bar, like doing the end shift and cleaning up at the end of the night. And I think like a guitar player, someone from the band that was playing live at the bar, was staying late because he like liked me, and then like we had sex like either on the stage or on the bar itself. So that was my first audio I ever made, the first fantasy I ever made. That was a long time ago. And what kind of audio was it that, oh, and what gave you the push to post it online? What kind of reaction did you get? I could not find any porn at the time that was getting me off, and I kind of wished this, well, if I can't find anything, then I assume maybe other people can't find the things that they want. And so maybe if I make this, I'm solving a solution for me and someone else. And the response in Literatica, I was kind of shocked. Not kind of, I was. I wasn't really expecting anything because, like, anytime you're new at something, no, maybe one or two people will listen. And I remember getting a really positive response, and so I just kept making them. It was really nice. People were very, very nice. I've always found, like, in the porn world and the adult entertainment world, people are typically incredibly polite, and supportive. So it was a really good reaction, and it was really nice. And people are still really nice. Thank you. Can you talk about your recording process? How did you learn? Do you record multiple takes and piece them together or aim for just one? Do you like the post-recording work, like editing? I do not like editing. I do not edit at all. I don't think I've edited, edit. I don't edit at all. Zero. I typically just either have like a couple lines like written down, like an outline, just very like, like those like mic drop lines that you can think of. You're like, oh yeah, I want to use this, this, and this, like those. But it's mainly just ad-libbing, just kind of winging it and going in. I'm like, okay, this is the kind of story I want to make. And I sit down and record it, or lay down in bed and get off and record it while, doing those two things together. I have, like, I'm on the Blue Yeti, which some people hate, but I really like it. My iPhone, I have a digital recorder, so I have a couple of different things. I also have a Tascam? I also have one of those, but it's a dick, so I don't use it very often. I was really proud that I bought it. I, like I said, like, I try really hard to just get it done and over, because I feel like I lose a lot of this, like, when you're just doing it, like I feel this, like, really turned on for this, like, storyline, like, oh my god, I want to, like, have this married man this way while his wife's watching, da, da, da. Like, I'm feeling that emotion right then, and I don't want it to disappear. Like, I don't want it, like, feelings move along. They don't just stick with you forever, like in moments like that when fantasies hit me. So, typically I just drop everything and start recording. Like, it happens to me a lot when I'm about to get in the shower. I'll get, like, turned on or get this thought, and I'm like, crap. And then I'm like, come in here, like, go in bedroom, go and lay down in bed and record it. So it's a pretty one and done kind of thing for me. And unless it's long, like if someone has like this really long script they want, like sometimes people commission like hour long stories, or even like half an hour long stories. I'll write the beats down, because those are typically, I'll have to write it out if it's a long story, if it's really like, or if it's a fetish that I don't know a lot about and I'm just not comfortable just winging it. I'll write a script out, and since I do live in an apartment complex, like, it's a nice one, but the lady next door, so like I'm on a corner apartment, so like there's no one on the left of me, so like But the apartment to the right of me has two ladies that are mentally disabled, and the one screams a lot, and sometimes she gets out of her apartment. Like, they have aides that help, like they have caregivers. But they're like on different shifts, and like sometimes she like gets away, but she's screaming the whole time, and she's not very fast, so it's not like she's in danger. They catch her very easily. But there'll be nights where she's just screaming, and she'll like take things and hit them against the wall that connects us. Sometimes I can't record for a few days just because it's nonstop, like until like really late, and I'm just like over it. But if I do have like a longer audio to make, and I don't know like if she's gonna start screaming or if like the parking lot's gonna be loud, because sometimes people are jerks and they play their music really loud in a parking lot. If you're one of those people that blares your music when you pull up to a parking lot, like where people live, or like pull up into someone's driveway blaring your music, stop that. Stop that. Don't do it. It's rude. As soon as you turn down a residential street, you turn your music down. That's all I have to say about that. I'm like wagging my finger at you at the mic. I'm like, don't do that. Because you don't know who's recording. Anyways. So yeah, I will record like 5 minutes and then just take a break and make sure there's no noise, and then I'll record like 5 more minutes and just keep doing it until the audio's over, and then I piece it together. But that's probably the most extreme. My audio's just, yeah, I don't edit them. And then coffee or tea. I don't like get. Coffee helps me focus. I really like coffee a lot. And it just helps me focus and get in kind of the zone of like writing or creating or whatever I need to focus on. And I love tea. I love iced tea. I drank that by the gallons. And like hot tea. Like, I really like black tea at night. David's Tea is a brand of tea that you can get online. I don't think they're in any stores. Their pomegranate tea is freaking amazing. It's so good at night. So yeah, I like both. Okay, and now we're just going through screenshots of things I took today. They're of different bedrooms and of pianos. In case you were wondering, there's a picture of my cat. And here we go. Next question. Do you have to be in a particular mood to do an audio, or need particular inspiration? Inspiration just kind of hits me. Like I said earlier, inspiration just kind of like there it is. But I don't, I always have like a long, long list, like most audio creators I'm sure do, of like, oh, this was an audio idea I wrote down, or this is a fantasy idea, or this is something I wanted to make. And so it's always nice to have a list, and I can just kind of like, oh, I could do something with that. But so if I haven't put if it's like, oh, I haven't posted in a couple of days or something like that, then I try and like just pull from the list. But typically it seems like the hurry up and record mood that I get, like when I'm just like, oh, that's an idea, and just sit down and record it real quick, those usually seem to be the best received. Probably because I haven't put a huge amount of thought, and it's just kind of that raw emotion of being really like needy of whatever the fantasy is and wanting it to happen. I think that just that emotion comes across stronger. 'Cause like if I'm not turned on, I don't expect you guys to be turned on. What got you into recording erotic audio, and how are you so good at it? Thank you. Thank you. That is an awesome compliment. I really appreciate it. I think I answered this earlier. Just I was having trouble finding things to help me get off. And because having a Nook and like you know the like digital like you read your tablet kind of thing on a book. I was reading erotic stories on my tablet and masturbating in bed, and that felt really nerdy and not adult like. Like I always thought like porn was more adult. Like reading was just kind of the sneaky like teenage thing. Even though I wasn't a teenager when I started this, I was still just getting off to like the romance sections, like the sex sections of romance books on my Nook. Because then, you know, you can pretend like, oh, I'm just reading this newest novel, or I don't know. So, and I can, like, porn just was really not a thing that worked for me. Just that visual wasn't, it's gotten a little bit more rare, it's gotten a little more frequent. Within the last, like, year, I think that I've kind of opened up to feeling more comfortable about finding porn that turns me on. But I started recording audios because I was having trouble finding things that turned me on, and thought if I made stuff that I could help other people. And when are you moving to Hawaii? That's the next question. And that sounds amazing. I would love to visit Hawaii. I've never been there. Disney does have a resort there. I don't know if people like put their noses up to it because it's like a Disney resort. But I love the ocean. I love whales, and I know that they migrate down from Alaska here in Alaska in the winter, and I would love to see that. I also am very obsessed with sharks and seals, and I mean seals are sharks' food. So I love wildlife, and I just think it looks obviously beautiful to visit and just see all of the things. So hopefully I can come there someday. If I could move there, holy crap, I absolutely would. But okay, there's another picture of my cat. Next screenshot. This, okay. I just want to say that your V-Day fantasy is one of, if not the best, pantyhose-themed audio I've ever heard. All right. That, when you sent the person that sent this, I was like, your V-Day fantasy and pantyhose. I had no idea that I'd made anything about pantyhose or anything about V-Day. So I actually scrolled through my audios to find the audio you were mentioning. And I was like, oh, yes, I did make that. So thank you for the compliment. It is not tagged pantyhose. You are correct. Where's the rest of your question? I was just curious if you liked them as well, because the whole script as well as the way you performed it really shows an excellent understanding of the fetish. Okay. It may have been a script written. I do very few scripts. I didn't listen to it. If it was on Literotica, it was on Literotica. I saw that it was, 99% sure it wasn't a script, because I can't, like, I really only do a script if it's a Reddit script, because then I can, but maybe it was I'm not finishing my sentences, I'm sorry. I usually, if I do a script, it's on Reddit, because I can credit the Reddit person. I don't feel right, like, going over to Literotica if someone doesn't have a Literotica account that I can credit. So I'd be surprised if it was a script, but thank you for the compliment. I try to really understand a fetish before I make an audio about it. I didn't really know pantyhose was still I guess fetishes don't ever like leave. I don't ever think of pantyhose is a thing. I actually don't ever think of clothing very often, just in general. I don't describe a lot in my audios purposely, just because I want the listener to imagine whatever turns them on or what they want. But thank you for the suggestion about would love to hear me do another pantyhose audio sometime. I will write that down and see what I can do. Thank you for that request. And I always take requests or suggestions. Doesn't mean I'm going to make the audio, but you can like say, hey, you haven't done an audio of this, or I liked when you did this. We're getting on 25 minutes. I hope you're still with me. Also, what's your biggest fantasy? What audios of yours are your favorite, and why? Have you ever lived out, any of the scenarios from your audios? What are your biggest kinks? Okay, what's my biggest fantasy? I think anything to do with the St. Andrew cross, which is the cross that, like, you know, the cross, the X, like wooden X, getting used on that. It looks really fun. I'm fascinated by sex clubs, like nicer sex clubs. It's just an interesting thing to me. So I would be interested. I don't know that I would actually have sex there, but I think it would be cool to like be in that atmosphere. And I know that there's typically like places where you can just sit and watch other people. So I don't ever think of myself as someone who's like a voyeur. But I think that energy would be a really cool feeling to just be in a place that everyone is there for like kind of the same reason. I don't know if that makes sense. But anyways, yeah, those are probably like my big fantasies. What audios of yours are your favorite and why? I don't have any favorites. I have one or two that I'm really proud of. The one was not this past Halloween, the Halloween before that. And I don't usually do like holiday type audios because I feel like I suck at them. And it's like the pressure of like, really sticking to a theme. I get like anxious and just don't do it. But I was like, oh, I'm going to make a creepy Halloween audio. And it was an audio about kind of being like psychologically like controlled by someone. And I woke up the next day to a whole bunch of emails from people who thought it was a real situation, like a scenario where I was really being controlled, and like people were sending me like abuse hotline phone numbers and saying, this is the Wikipedia, this is the Healthline, you know, these are the definitions of abusive relationships. I had multiple people send me things like that, people that were very concerned about my safety and my well-being, which was, I mean, again, like, people, like, are incredible and very caring. But I was really proud of that people believed it so well. But I also felt really bad that people were that concerned. But I'm really proud of that audio. I named them the titles are so, like, the last minute thing, because it's just the last thing you put in when you're uploading and on any of the sites that I upload to. So I don't, if you like told me the name of an audio, I would not remember it, but if you told me like the content of it, I typically will remember it. But I kind of learned from the South Park guys, Matt and Trey, the writers and creators of South Park. They don't look back, they just make something and then move on to the next thing. And I really don't do that either. Like, I make something and move forward. Like, I don't really stick, like, focus on something I made in the past. I just kind of just keep going forward and hope I make something better next. What is Have I ever lived out any of the scenarios in my audios? I don't think so. I mean, sex, yes. I can't think of anything that like really sticks out that would be like a major theme of my audios. But I've had like sex. I've like done sexual things. That sounds so stupid. I've had sex. But no, like none of the scenarios like really pop out that I've done it. And my biggest kink would be, that was the next question. Biggest kink, the idea of like exes catching me with their person, so like a guy's like ex-wife like catching me fucking him, or like, you know, like that kind of thing. That's like a really getting like caught by like so it's like they're mine now, like I'm doing this and you're not, like kind of like that super bratty kind of stuff like that. Like I even will like get in my head to like where it's like, oh, she's watching and I'm watching her watch me, like for that like minute. Like that's just like, I don't know, that's how that's right, like I mean, do you see what I'm doing? So funny. And what else? Like I like a lot of the BDSM things. I think those look fun. I like the sensations of, I think it pulls you like more out of your body, like not more out of your, that sounds like creepy. I like, just to feel a deeper level of, physical touch. So like there's, I'm really ticklish and really sensitive. Like, I would punch someone in the throat if they tried tickling me. I hate being tickled. So, I need, like, my skin, like, everything to be warmed up. I don't know if you'll hear it in my audios, but sometimes I say to get, like, all your nerve endings, like, warmed up because that's just, like, something that I need. And so, like, that firm pressure of being held down or, like, spanked or anything like that is, a more comforting feeling than the really light caresses and touches. Like, I do the light caresses and touches afterwards, but the firmer, like, being held and stuff like that, is just, it's more my thing. And I think a lot of people think that's a kink, so we'll just say that. Oh, and then there's another one. Can you share about any of your any favorite hobbies of yours? I like the podcast I was telling you about, the Telltale podcast. I like that he talks about cults a lot. I'm really fascinated in how cults work and just the psychology behind being brainwashed and stuff like that, I think is fascinating. So I'm really interested in that. I'm really into meditating and what else? Like I'm really into my pets. Like I had the best. I love them. I have four cats and a dog and they're just awesome. So yeah, so I have four girl cats and a boy dog, and he's ancient, but he's still really cool. And it worked out because I was thinking about I had lost my first cat that I'd ever had a little over a year ago, and it was just kind of lost because he was like my troublemaker. My other two were just like little angels and they didn't do anything wrong, and so I felt kind of like something I was really missing from, like I didn't have that troublemaker to look out for. And so last January I started looking for, just kind of looking at the shelters, and I found these two sisters that were just barely a year old, and they came from a hoarding, like a person that was animal hoarding. So they had a couple other sisters, but these two just seemed like good together, and I got them right before everything started shutting down because of COVID, and they have been monsters. I love every minute of it. So that's my hobbies, or some of my favorite hobbies is, and plus I just really like TV. Like I have Hulu and Discovery Plus and Disney Plus and Netflix. I like all that. I have no problem saying I watch a lot of TV because I do. What GWA voice actor performer? The VA is still new to me. Like, I didn't realize we were using VA as a voice actor. I still keep seeing this and I just think of Virginia, that abbreviation for Virginia. Performers would you like to collaborate with that you haven't had a chance yet? I've never done a collab. Kitten has used some of my audios and mixed them with hers, so like I guess those are technically collabs, but like I said, I'm not like really close enough to anyone that's ever been an option. And then also I've always promised my listeners that they will never, I'll never make an audio with another guy, just because I would feel like if I was a listener to a man or a woman that I really liked and heard them with, like, I'm heterosexual, like I'm a cis female heterosexual person, and so obviously, like, if I was listening to a man and heard him with a woman, then that would kind of, like, kill it for me, because I always think of audios as being such an intimate thing. Like, with porn, you kind of, like, I know they're gonna have sex. So, I don't really have anybody, that I've wanted to collab with. And then scripts, what are my favorite types to perform, and or write? I've only done a few scripts, like I've said a few times. I did a small penis appreciation one. I think that was the most recent script I did. And it was something that people had been asking me to do, not the script, just a small penis appreciation. And anything I've ever seen with small penis is humiliation and things like that, and I do not do humiliation. I do not do anything that would make the listener feel less than, even if that's their kink. I can't, my brain doesn't work like that. It doesn't work in an insulting, humiliating way, at least not deliberately. I'm sure I've made someone feel bad not realizing it, and anyways. So I had found, someone had offered the script to me, other people did it, of course, like, it was a really good script about small penis appreciation, I had time to say, and it was a really good script, and I appreciate the person that wrote it. I'm sorry, I'm really bad with, screen names and the names people go by, because it's kind of like every different platform they go by something different, so I kind of just blank out who they are. I'm sorry. But I like scripts that like are a kink that if it's presented in a way that I never thought of before, I really really try hard to create things that are out of the bubble or that have my own spin to it. I try really hard not to be cliche. So if something's like really like out there, and just fits my, is like weird or so, like just fits something that I'm looking for, I'll do that. I know that's not a very good answer. And as for like my favorite things to write, like I really like the cheating topic. It's just fun. And, I think anyone can get into like being desired by another person, like in a forbidden way. It's just fun. It's not something I would ever do in real life, but, It's just a playful, cool idea. Is there a glorious 5-year plan? I would love to say yes. I got a planner at the beginning of the year, and I was like, oh, it's got a quarter plan, like, every 3 months. It's so you can be on top of your goals, and then a 1-year goals, and then a 3-year, and then a 5-year. I haven't touched it, and we're in the middle of February. It's staring at me right now. It's looking at me. It knows. And it was like $50, so I need to get down onto it. But no, I don't have a 5-year plan. Ideally, I would like to be in a home that I own, and I would like some land. I live, like I said, I live in Ohio. I don't want to stay here forever. Winter is fine. It's the ice and living on the lake. I live on Lake Erie. The ice gets pretty bad here, and I just don't like it. But I've always wanted like a farmhouse and like just some land. So that's kind of like the goal, but beyond that, I don't know. I wish I did. Send me vibes to get that together. This one I had to look up. This next question: is there a genre or specific property that you'd like to write or perform? I had to look up what MCU is, or I didn't know what any of these were. I mean, I knew what Harry Potter was. WH, I didn't know. WH 40K, I didn't know what those were. I didn't look those up. But MCU, I picked up on that one. I don't have any that extreme. Bob's Burgers. Bob's Burgers or South Park? Absolutely. yeah, those two, I happily. but nothing like the extreme, like what you picked. Like those seem so deep and like so professional, and I just don't feel. I just feel so unprofessional when I make things. Star Wars or Star Trek? Star Wars, absolutely. I can't stand Star Trek. I'm not judging anyone that can. Lots of people love it. It's actually really soothing to a lot of people I know. And I grew up in a mixed family of like we both like it was all or we all were Star Wars and it was on all the time, Star Wars and Star Trek. So it's not that I wasn't around it, I genuinely didn't like it. Do you have a bucket list of any kind? If so, how many items have you checked off? I have a few things that I really want to do. I really want to swim with beluga whales. All my bucket list is basically surrounding by animal encounters, just to let you know. I really want to go to Cape Town and cage dive with great white sharks. And I would like to go. There's a really long road in Germany. It's like goes by all these castles and stuff. I want to say it's like the romantic something. It just looks like a really pretty in Germany. That I'd like to. I love road trips, so anything like that. I'd like to go to Sedona, Arizona, and go to Alaska and see like grizzly bears and all of that nature. I really want to see the salmon run too. Like that's weird, but. I just always have, and then Hawaii. So really, it's just like animal encounters. The end of the world is nigh. What are the first 5 songs on your doomsday playlist? That's dark. Don't make me put the dress on today. It's not the exact title, but Trixie Mattel. I like that song a lot. Let's take a peek at my Spotify real quick. I'm a Spotify gal, if you're wondering. Liked songs. Yeah, Mama Don't Make Me Put on the Dress Today. give me a second. Nine to Five, I love that by Dolly Parton. I Need a Doctor, Dr. Dre and Eminem. How many is that? Sugar, We're Going Down, Fall Out Boy. None of Your Business, Salt and Pepper. Yeah, so I think that was five. And let's see here. What's your favorite meal to eat or cook? I love tortellini and chicken. Any chicken. I eat boneless, skinless chicken most of the time. So yeah, and I can't cook at all. I can't cook. Absolutely not. And I have no desire to learn trying. I'm an adult. I could learn. I don't have the desire to. I have a kitchen because it came with my apartment. If you could have two exotic pets telepathically linked to you and they would never harm or destroy anyone or anything unless you commanded them to, what would they be and why is one of them a tiger? Well, obviously one of them is a tiger because tigers are amazing and they're beautiful and they're terrifying. I think a grizzly bear or a what would be another good animal? There's so many. I don't know. I don't know. Finally, who was the first person to break your heart and how old were you when it happened? His name was Chris. I was a junior in high school. He was my crush forever and ever, and I made a pact with my friends that we were all gonna have a sleepover on my like girlfriends on the night of homecoming my junior year, unless like our crushes asked us to homecoming. And so we each like named, you know, who, if this person asked me to homecoming, then I'm not gonna go to the sleepover, that's like your pass. And in the middle of, I got a really grand gesture in the middle of like the cafeteria lunchroom. He like stood up on a table and asked me to go to homecoming together, and I said, I'll think about it. Which was absolutely embarrassing. And I didn't have a caller ID growing up. We just didn't have like that kind of thing. I lived in the country and I didn't know it was a thing. But his family did know it's a thing. So that day when I got home from school, I think I called like 50 times, and it showed I called all those times on their caller ID. So mortifying. But I went with him, and then a few weeks later he was dating the German exchange student. So, totally crushed. So junior in high school. Okay, and then what type of script catch your eyes most? Have you collaborated on one before? Okay, I already answered that. No, I haven't collaborated. What type of music do you like? I like a little bit of everything. Definitely like, music that'll like put me in a darker place. I don't know if that doesn't sound good, but kind of like the Eminem like vibe, or like, just like music that you can like really just get lost in. And that's pretty much anything for anyone. I'm just someone that listens to music on repeat. So I'll like have one or two songs that I'm really into for a while. Paint It Black is one that I go back to a lot and we'll just listen to that on repeat. But I really don't like country, like big stadium country music. I like, like Dolly Parton, like that kind of country music, but I'm pretty open-minded to any music. What genre of movies do you like the most? I like psychological thrillers, and I like animated stuff. Seen any good TV shows lately? I watched Evil, which is kind of like a paranormal television show. It was on CBS, I think. It was really good. And then I watched I watched Bob's Burgers a lot, and but I mean that's just on Hulu. I watch that on repeat. But yeah, Evil, I really recommend that show. And what made you want to become an audiovisual performer? The visual stuff was really weirdly liberating. I mean, I already talked about the audio stuff, but like the OnlyFans and like I'd started out on Pornhub. Well, I started out on YouTube doing ASMR, but YouTube didn't like my boobs and they kept striking me, so I had to take everything down just because I didn't want to like lose my Google account. Because if you get so many strikes, like you can get kicked off Google. And I don't want to deal with that. So then I moved stuff to Pornhub, and then I like just decided to go with OnlyFans. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of liberating in a way, and yeah, I like that other people like it, so I'll keep it up. Is that the end? I think that's the end. We've made it to the end. Let me double check and make sure. Yeah, that is it. Thank you so much for asking all the awesome questions. And this was under an hour. Awesome. But yeah, I appreciate like you spending time with me. Hopefully this was interesting. I didn't repeat myself a ton. Thank you, for listening to my audios, and you can follow me on Twitter, you can follow me on Reddit, you can follow me on Literatica. I have a Patreon, I have OnlyFans. I really, really am proud of my OnlyFans. I try really hard to make some really good videos. I don't do a lot of pictures just because, I don't know, I just like making videos, and so I like to do a lot of the long distance girlfriend stuff and a lot of the jack off instructions and things like that. Pretty much anything that the people over there want help with getting off. So I like creating that stuff for them. I'm super proud of my OnlyFans, which I never thought I would say that. But yeah. Those are all the places you can find me. You can email me at thetemptationangel@gmail.com. But all my information's on Twitter, so you can just check my Twitter out at Angel Tempts You. Angel Tempts You. Yes. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. I'm really fortunate to do something I really love and in the safety of my home, especially right now. I hope that you are all safe and taking care of yourselves, and know that I really just want the best for all of you. And when I make my audios, I really do just want to be an escape from the everything and just help you and be there for you when you get off. I take it seriously, and it's important to me that I can support you in that enjoyable way. Sounds cheesy, but I mean it. All right, everybody, thank you so much. Mwah.